With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Envoys from Iran and the United States have arrived in Oman ahead of the first talks over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program since Donald Trump was reelected. The talks will be between Iran's foreign minister and U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff. Trump repeatedly has threatened to unleash airstrikes targeting Iran's nuclear program if a deal is not reached. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says Iran should have no doubt about where President Trump stands.
The very first conversation I ever had with Donald Trump was in the late spring of 2015. He's just starting out as a candidate, and I was fighting against Barack Obama's ill-advised nuclear deal with Iran. And he thanked me for my efforts on that, that he agreed with me totally, and he's never wavered.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Former California Congressman John Campbell says that President Trump has his work cut out for him in negotiating new trade deals with more than 70 countries.
Each country's industries and things they want to protect of themselves are different. And in each case, what they ship to us is different that we buy from them. So I don't think it's just about China. I think it is about all these other countries.
Campbell says since World War II, the U.S. has been the only country allowing truly free trade, but the lack of reciprocation has been damaging to many U.S. industries, and that's something the president is trying to fix. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says the Trump administration does believe creating good-paying jobs and helping consumers will create a strong foundation for investors in the stock market as well.
So it's not that you need to do things like have inflation to make Wall Street artificially look good. What you should do is have Main Street do well, and then Wall Street will do well, too. That's the game plan here.
That's E.J. Antoni with the Heritage Foundation, and this is SRN News. Geography continues to play the biggest role in America's faith landscape. Michael Harrington explains.
A new poll brings the same old results, namely that Christianity is strongest in the South and Midwest and weakest everywhere else. The Pew survey finds 68% of people in the South say they're believers, as do 64% of those in the Midwest. In the Northeast, only 58% of the populace calls itself Christian, 55% in the far West. The latter two regions also contain the largest percentages of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
USA Fencing has disqualified a fencer from a women's tournament in Maryland after she refused to face an opponent who's a man. Stephanie Turner was competing in a USA Fencing sanctioned regional tournament at the University of Maryland. Online video shows her taking a knee in protest before her match, then being shown a black card by the official, disqualifying her. This is SRN News. President Trump has undergone his annual physical.
Before the physical, the 78-year-old president posted on social media that he's never felt better. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is promising transparency.
You in this room know from covering him, it's hard to keep up with him. He is a machine working around the clock every single day. And the physician, after today's physical, will provide an update on the report in the effort of transparency.
Presidents have privacy rights protecting their medical records just like ordinary citizens, and that means that they have leeway over what details are released. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texas health officials on Friday reported the total number of identified measles cases has jumped by 36, hitting 541 since the ongoing outbreak first began in January. The Department of State Health Services there says around 5% or less than 30 of confirmed cases are thought to be actively infectious. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.